We wanted to check in with someone we spoke with earlier this week, aviation security analyst Todd Curtis, who's director of AirSafe.com Foundation and a former air safety engineer for Boeing. Todd Curtis, good morning from Seattle.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, you said on this program when we talked in a fascinating conversation about how the forensics are put together for determining what happened to Flight 447, which crashed into the Atlantic Ocean about a month ago. Now, you seem to suggest that based on the information you were getting, the plane may have broken up in the air. But yesterday, the Air France and the French accident investigation team suggested that, no, it actually belly flopped on the surface of the Atlantic. In the few seconds before we go in this segment, how do you reconcile that?
Well, I actually looked at the what they produced, the official statement they made, and it was somewhat confusing. They did say in there that, yes, it looked as though it belly flopped, but at the same time it said it came into the water at very high speed, which is kind of hard to reconcile because airplanes aren't aerodynamic when they're belly flopping like that.
And at the very least, it points up the difficulty of trying to conduct an investigation and piece together what happened when you don't have the flight recorder and the data recorder. They're still missing at the bottom of the Atlantic. Do you think this accident investigation report is preliminary or maybe settles the matter?
Oh, it's very preliminary. This is an interim report. They have a long way to go, and typically, as is the case with the NTSB, it may be a year or more before we see a final report.
Well, Todd Curtis, thanks for guiding us through that. Todd Curtis, of course, who spoke with us earlier this week, trying to piece together what happened to Flight 447, which crashed into the Atlantic Ocean on a flight from Rio de Janeiro to Paris about a month ago. Todd is an aviation security expert and former air safety engineer for Boeing. Thanks, Todd, and have a good 4th of July.
Well, you too.